statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, mid-80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. We'll continue with showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, upper 40s, and Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 75.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Several major ag states, led by Illinois, losing seats in the U.S. House as a result of the 2020 census. In addition to Illinois, California, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia also will lose one seat each. Minnesota just missed losing a seat, according to the Census Bureau. Now, Texas will gain two seats. Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain one seat. The Midwest and Northeast grew by 3.1 and 4.1% respectively over the last decade. The West grew by 9.2%. The South grew by 10.2%. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he is not going to move USDA research agencies back to the nation's capital from Kansas City, but he is looking to divide new agency personnel between the two regions. The Trump administration moved the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture to Kansas City in 2019, you might recall. Vilsack told Ag reporters there's an aggressive effort underway to refill vacant research positions and that the new hires will fill a mix of positions in Kansas City and the Washington area. Members of the World Trade Organization only have until November to come up with an agreement on how to improve international ag trade for the 12th Ministerial Conference, but it's unclear if the diverse group of nations can coalesce around substantial reform. The head of ag talks at the WTO suggested that a concrete proposal to increase transparency by the nations would suffice, but that idea got some pushback. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Kansas saw its population grow by 3% between 2010 and 2020, and the state is set to keep all four of its U.S. House of Representatives seats. Cake News reports that according to the U.S. Census Bureau that reported yesterday, the state of Kansas had 2,937,000 residents in its most recent once-in-a-decade population count. It was an increase by roughly 85,000 from the last census. The growth was less than the national average of 7.4%. With the change in population across the state, the first district of Western and Central Kansas is likely to expand as 90 of the state's 105 counties had been losing population, while Northeast Kansas had seen the most growth. In other news, as of yesterday morning, 27.3% of the state population has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. As of Friday last week, another 8,662 Kansans have received their first dose of the vaccine, bringing the state total to 1.1 million, or roughly 37.8% of the state population. Good American Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Democrat Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bipartisan bill to give the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature new oversight of the modernization of the state's troubled unemployment system. The bill Kelly signed it yesterday will require Kansas Department of Labor to complete computer upgrades by the end of 2022. The new law also calls for an audit of the impact of fraudulent claims and improper payments beginning last year. The state has acknowledged a flood of fraudulent unemployment claims and attempts by scammers and internet bots to access the system. In other news, police in Topeka have determined that the death of a woman initially dubbed it suspicious was a homicide and have arrested a teenager in the case. Police say that officers sent to a Topeka neighborhood on Saturday night for a 911 call requesting medical help found the body of a 46-year-old Hester Workman of Topeka. Yesterday, police declared her death a homicide and arrested a 16-year-old on suspicion of first-degree felony murder, as well as burglary, theft, and obstruction. Police have not said how Workman died. They have not released the name of the suspect, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Good American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska's population grew at the same rate as the rest of the nation for the first time in at least 20 years, breaking the cycle in which the state consistently trailed the U.S. average. New U.S. Census numbers show Nebraska's population increased 7.4% between 2010 and 20, matching the national growth rate in the same period. Although a lot could change over the next decade, David Drozd of the University of Nebraska's Omaha Center for Public Affairs Research says current growth leaves the state well-positioned to maintain its three U.S. House seats beyond 2030. Nebraska has taken a big step toward phasing out taxes on Social Security income, but lawmakers say they might limit the benefit for higher earners. Lawmakers gave initial approval 47-0 to a bill that would eliminate the tax over 10 years. Two additional votes are required before the proposal heads to Governor Pete Ricketts. Mid-America Network News.
Ogallala Livestock Special Cow-Calf Pairs Stock Cow with our regular sale Wednesday, April the 28th. Sale time, 9 o'clock mountain on butcher and feeding bulls, cows, and heiferettes. Noon, we'll sell the baby calves. Then we'll have the Ken and Frida Cook Sim Angus Bull Sale followed by the Arrow Crown Angus Bull Sale. 1 o'clock pairs followed by the stock cows. We'll begin with J&L Farms, a complete dispersion of 110 Angus first calf to short-term cows. They have March calves at side. Tyson and Taylor Vap, 40 short-term Angus cows with calves at side. Marty Wheeler, 40 red and black Angus first calf heifers with February and March born calves. In the stock cow division, Mike Blumenkamp, 40 Angus, 3 to short-term. They're bred to Angus bulls. They're due to calf July 15th. View many more of our value consignments at OgallalaLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, April the 28th, a special cow-calf pair sale at Ogallala Livestock.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. City of Marysville drops the mask mandate. Marysville City Council met Monday and took no action on extending the mask mandate, which will expire at the end of April. Several citizens had spoken against extending the mandate, and several council members noted that a large portion of the public are not wearing them. County Health Director John Ryan had sent a letter suggesting that the CDC guidelines be followed through the end of the month, and he strongly encouraged the public to get vaccinated. Marshall County had previously withdrawn the mandate, and it was noted that some businesses may still opt to request masks in their establishment. Again, Marysville City Council meeting Monday took no action on extending the mask mandate, which will expire at the end of April. Council heard that a directive from the Union Pacific CEO will relieve trains blocking the U.S. 77 crossing north of Marysville. Crew changes at the depot, with trains extending some 12,000 feet, result in passing the crossing, which is just over 10,000 feet out. The change should allow greater traffic access and emergency vehicles crossing. Convention and Tourism Committee recommended hiring Toby Kerrig from St. Genevieve, Missouri, for a combined position that will serve as City Tourism Director and Director of the Pony Express Museum, which will share salary and expenses. The offer is $22,000 annually for the city and $20,000 for the Pony Express Barn, which will also contribute office space. Gehrig graduated high school in the mid-1980s and currently serves as tourism director in St. Genevieve, with experience on their local newspaper, including several years of ownership. Approval was given to move forward drafting a contract. Council had no objections to improvements proposed at Homer Hansen Stadium, noting, however, awareness of potential issues with stormwater drainage. A proposal with Mosquito Squad was considered and was accepted for city parks and rec facilities for the summer. Pool manager Crystal Lees presented an update, offering an alternate for weekend adult and or morning swim. A trial period was suggested to gauge public interest. An amendment to allow a limited number of chickens to larger properties over 2 acres that are currently allowed other animals, such as cows and horses, was passed unanimously. City attorney presented a proposed draft that would allow use of storage containers within city limits, subject to size and zoning requirements. It was suggested to include Planning and Zoning Committee in considerations. A motion to go out for bids for removal of an uninhabited house at 1205 Carolina was approved. The property has been cleaned up by the city multiple times, and the structure has a number of safety violations. Low bid from AHRS Construction for rebuilding Airport Road and parking to be funded minimum 90% through the FAA, with construction this fall or next spring, was approved. Another grant of $9,000 toward improvements and operations at the airport was also accepted. Financing options for completing the fire station construction were reviewed, with a recommendation that the city move forward taking out a temporary note for up to $400,000, which could be repaid in 4 to 6 years. An anticipated grant of $600,000 actually resulted in $520,000 received toward the $845,000 total project cost. Concept for adding a children's discovery project at the Pony Express statue downtown was presented. That would be funded through a grant. Concerns with the location between the highway and Broadway traffic were expressed, with the recommendation that an alternate site south of Broadway or towards City Park be considered. An attempted traffic stop in Beatrice Saturday night led to police pursuit with a Lincoln man who then died in a motorcycle accident on U.S. 77 in Southwest Lincoln. He had left the traffic stop at a high rate of speed shortly before 9 p.m. and was spotted by Gage County deputies a short time later, tracked at speeds over 110 miles per hour. Lancaster County authorities picked up the pursuit nearly an hour after the initial stop and were turning around to pursue when the motorcycle driven by 28-year-old Jacoby Wilcox of Lincoln collided into the back of an SUV, resulting in the fatality. Herwin Irv E. Prefert, age 94, of Odell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery north of Diller. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Irv Prefert.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal system across the northern parts of the Midwest stationary, but that will continue to move into the central and east central parts of the Midwest slowly as we head into tonight, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night. And that's going to bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms. This system will finally move out of the area as we head towards the end of the week. High pressure system moves in, bringing us sunny skies. Feels like summer out there. We're going to see temperatures well in the 70s and 80s across the central parts of the Midwest. Just a little bit cooler as we head it towards the end of the week, and we're looking at dry weather as we head into the weekend. So across the area, increasing clouds, mid-80s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. And tomorrow night will continue with rain. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April 71, record high on this date 93. The average low 47, the record low 28. Sunset this evening 8:16, sunrise the morning at 6:33.
Baseball lovers may want to grab their scorecard and step up to the plate. Stats on one of the greats on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 27th, the 117th day of the year. Civil rights activist Coretta Scott King was born on this day in 1927. April is a great month for baseball lovers, signaling the beginning of Major League Baseball season, and today is National Babe Ruth Day. Ruth's baseball career started in 1914 as a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, and the rest is well-documented history. The New York Yankees bought his contract in 1919. He played a pivotal role in the Yankees winning 4 World Series titles during that time, along with 7 pennants. By 1927, he had set the record for the most home runs in one season. He retired in 1935, and in 1936 was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Craft Pillow Services will clean and sanitize any type of pillow. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former Porch Swing location, 809 Broadway, Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Jared Dyson doubled and scored the go-ahead run in the fifth inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 3-2 to complete a 4-game sweep on the road for the first time in nearly 22 years. The Royals have won a season-high 5 straight and own the best record in the AL, that record at 14-7. Detroit has the worst record in the majors at 7-16 after losing 10 of 11 games and is off to its worst start since 2003. Brad Keller earned the win after giving up 2 runs over 6 innings. A congressman who played football at Ohio State has reintroduced a bipartisan bill that would give college athletes the right to earn money through endorsements and sponsorship deals. Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, an Ohio Republican, and Emmanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, on Monday co-sponsored the Student Athlete Level Playing Field Act. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Seven women have filed a federal class action lawsuit against Louisiana State University, its governing board, and a host of former and current LSU officials. Yesterday's lawsuit was filed in Baton Rouge. It alleges years of neglect and dysfunction in LSU's responses to allegations of sexual harassment, as well as domestic violence and rape involving student athletes. It accuses LSU and the nonprofit fundraising Tiger Athletic Foundation of a racketeering scheme to insulate players and coaches from sexual misconduct allegations so as not to hinder the financial success of athletic programs. Baker Mayfield is more convinced that he saw a UFO. The Browns quarterback said he believes in UFOs and Sasquatch after he and his wife Emily spotted something strange in the sky as they drove home from dinner in Texas last month. Mayfield says he's grateful the Browns picked up the fifth-year option on his rookie contract last week. And today at 5:35, it's the Royals and the Pirates. Mid-America Network Sports.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Bring a bit of your garden indoors with beautiful garden fresh bouquets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select a variety of flowers to fill your gardens and vases all season long. Start with annuals known for season-long bloom and an extended vase life. Keep the flowers coming with regular picking. Here are a few easy care annuals to get you started. Start zinnias from seed indoors 4 weeks before the last spring frost, or sow them directly in the garden. Either way, you'll have flowers about 8 weeks after planting the seeds. Add cosmos to the mix. The fine foliage adds texture to the garden, and the white, pink, lavender blooms light up the midsummer through fall garden. Don't forget sunflowers. Look for varieties with smaller flowers that will be easier to include in arrangements. Add vertical interest with annual salvia and increase flower shapes, color, and size with celosias. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Inside a building once used as a produce house way back in 1860, you'll find a most interesting museum of sorts just a couple of blocks from the Mississippi River. It's called Carlock's Cars and Pop Culture Museum. With a name like that, well, you could unearth a lot of interesting items, and the owners have made sure the visitors don't come away disappointed. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it?
You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Cindy Gilby helps oversee Carlox Cars and Pop Culture Museum. With a title like that, you might just find about anything.
It's got Steve McQueen's motorcycle, all kinds of different cars, pinball machines, jukeboxes, a little bit of everything.
And actually, Cindy could spend a few days telling you about all the items because there's just that much inside the historic building that began life as a produce house in Hannibal, Missouri in 1860. As the name implies, there are several cars inside, one-of-a-kind and rare cars. And if you come at the right time, you'll find plenty of cars on the outside of the building as well.
There's the Loafers Car Club, and it's here every first Saturday of the month.
Cindy sees a lot of visitors, and she notes that it's not just one type of person that seems to be coming here.
It's a mixture of ages, young to really old, and they all love the cars. They love the games.
She mentioned the games. They've got quite a collection of restored pinball and video games like Pac-Man that seem to fascinate the kids who didn't grow up with them and the big kids that did grow up with them. This is also a pop culture museum, and the amount of items on the walls and the showroom floor of the building can keep people occupied for quite a bit of time.
They can spend all day and never see everything because it's so much.
The Carlocks are always adding to their collection. Cindy says she's always amazed to find something new to share with visitors. Cindy is looking forward to more visitors this year as the pandemic lessens and travel resumes. She loves each day, especially those Saturday nights. The Car Club puts on the free show outside, and they stay open late inside for all to come to see more classics. Traveling the Countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction this Saturday featuring tools and equipment, bulldozer tractors, and pickups for the Richard Forst Estate and Sherry and Mike Gregory. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Selling a John Deere 750J bulldozer, rebuilt motor, 93 Ford, 8240, runs but needs work. John Deere 4010 diesel tractor runs, motor needs work. Oliver 1850 propane tractor with loader. Trailers include a spread axle belly dump, 30-foot gooseneck cargo, contractor-style trailer, flatbed hay trailer, also vehicles for salvage, some shop items, tools and miscellaneous. For Sherry and Mike Gregory, tools will include a 12-inch miter saw, 15-inch scroll saw on a stand, 5-speed drill press, 8-inch bench press on a stand. They'll sell circular and skill saws, sawzall, sanders, trimmer router, pneumatic nailers, saw horses, portable tools, and toolboxes. This auction Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Black vultures are an issue for livestock producers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The birds prey on newborn livestock, and once they start, they will continue unless you take action, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Your birthing pastures, black vultures are known to gang up and prey on living calves, lambs, piglets, and goats. The birds are native to the southern states, but are expanding north. Black vultures are smaller than their red-headed turkey vulture cousins and have a black, featherless head. They're visually cute, so once they see others having dinner, they will flock by the dozens to participate. Scott Beckerman is the director of the USDA's Wildlife Services Program in Illinois. He says reducing the birds' interest in being on your farm takes an integrated approach. Get rid of places where vultures perch, such as dead trees and limbs. If you can, move the animals into a shed or barn to give birth, or to a nearby pasture where you can keep an eye on them. Pay attention to sanitation, clean up dead carcasses, and the afterbirth.
It seems like maybe that's a joke to clean that up, but I'm going to tell you, if we have concentrations of black vultures in a pasture and they're attracted there to forage on afterbirth, we're putting those predatory birds within feet of our newborn vulnerable stock.
Because they're migratory, black vultures are considered a protected species and you need a permit from the Fish and Wildlife Service to kill them. However, he says these birds do understand lethal reinforcement.
Permits that producers get allow them to hang the carcasses of the dead black vultures in the area where the predation's occurring. And when the remaining vultures see these hanging dead black vultures, these effigies, it is a very effective repellent. They do not like to loaf and forage where they see other black vultures dead.
Learn more about black vulture control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Buying a home is a journey, especially as the housing market continues to ebb and flow. Hi, I'm Callie Reese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. How you get from the open house to the housewarming party is unique to your financial needs. And when buying a new home, there are some important things to take into consideration beforehand. First, think about your team. Do you want to work with a specific realtor, or is there a financial professional who can help guide you? After that, decide what you're comfortable paying and where you'd like to live. Then, you're most likely going to have to make some strategic money moves. This can mean working on your credit score, increasing the amount you put towards savings, and putting some work into selling your current home. It can also mean determining what kind of mortgage you want and understanding what taxes will look like in your new home. While navigating the home buying journey takes time, putting the proper planning in place will ensure you find a home that's right for you. Our homes are where we build our relationships and spend time with loved ones, and those things are what make life fulfilling.
Women occupy a lot of the leadership roles in agriculture today. A lot. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition offers this planting stewardship tip from Katie Savinelli, pollinator and stewardship team lead with Syngenta.
When using neonic treated seeds, be sure to use advanced seed flow lubricants to help the seed move throughout the equipment smoothly and minimize dust off. This helps the seed treatment fuel the plant's growth while letting pollinators perform their important pollination service to crops and flowers.
Visit growingmatters.org/be sure. Florida native and Harvard College student Artha Jonasson had a lot to say at the 23rd Annual Women's Agricultural Leadership Conference recently.
When you do good work, it gets noticed. And when you do that good work and you are noticed, your name comes up when you're not in the room, and there lies opportunity. But it also takes that moment of thinking, well, if I made it here, how can I get other people here too? I don't want to remove the ladder just because I made it to my end goal. I want to help other people up the ladder.
Jonasson was introduced to FFA in the seventh grade and now serves as the South Region Vice President for the National FFA Organization. Her advice to women in ag, believe that your voice matters.
When I think of a roadblock inhibiting women in agriculture, I think of imposter syndrome. And I think of this idea of us thinking that we are not supposed to be in the room and we're not supposed to contribute to conversations because of our identity. We have to forget these preconceived notions that we don't belong or that we are perpetuating these false stereotypes and just take up the space that we occupy.
More from the Women's Ag Leadership Conference tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Not just the climate, but the political climate is changing for carbon credit trading in agriculture. Carbon markets have been tried with limited success before, and the climate change issue has seen mixed buy-in from GOP lawmakers and producers, wary of forced participation and burdensome rules.
One of the challenges farmers and ranchers and private forest landowners face in entering these markets is knowing where to find the expertise to assist them in implementing the practices that sequester carbon or reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and how to verify and quantify the benefits of these practices.
That's Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman. And now more than 50 Senate co-sponsors and more than 70 agriculture and environmental groups backing the Growing Climate Solutions Act that won a unanimous committee vote recently. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at KSCorn.com. Finally warming up, central Kansas and eastern Kansas, 61 to 65 degrees almost all the way across the farm. far northwestern part of the state, a little cooler, 54 to 57 degrees, but that's even warming up. In Oklahoma, almost all of Oklahoma checks in at 60 to 64 degrees, a little bit cooler in the north and in the east. The panhandle of Oklahoma is at 57 to 59 degrees. Of course, in both states, there are warmer pockets and cooler pockets. These are all the 2 inches soil temperatures. So our soil temperatures are indeed finally beginning to warm up after that chilly spell last week. It's good to see these soil temperatures continue to increase. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all at one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-point inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville, open 7 days a week.
Valley Vet Supply.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements, and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate GOP making a $568 billion counterproposal to fix the nation's infrastructure. That's a fraction of the White House $2.7 trillion American Jobs Plan. Top Republican on the Environment and Public Works Committee, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, said the GOP offering a serious plan and robust package. The GOP package has $299 billion for roads and bridges, $17 billion for ports and inland waterways, $65 billion for broadband, and $14 billion for water storage. Biden's transportation proposal alone is $621 billion. Top Republican in the Senate Commerce Committee, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, says adding the $65 billion in broadband spending to the $40 billion already passed by Congress gets close to that $100 billion that Biden proposed for broadband. A key Democrat, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, didn't dismiss the plan by the GOP. He said it's a negotiating starting point. Well, USDA trade data shows that while China didn't commit to buy U.S. corn purchases during the last 7-day reporting period, the U.S. did ship plenty of the grain to the Chinese buyers. U.S. corn exports to China from April 9th through 15th totaled 560,100 metric tons. That's about 8 Panamax-sized ships full of corn. USDA's Foreign Ag Service office in Beijing predicted this week that China's corn imports would hit a record-breaking 28 million metric tons for the 2020-21 marketing year as the country refills its domestic reserves and contends with rising demand for livestock feed. Net sales and exports of pork to China were also strong. The Growing Climate Solutions Act has now 42 co-sponsors. The House version has 22 co-sponsors, including 9 Republicans. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim Angus yearling to 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. featuring calving ease. These are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Lab vultures are an issue for livestock producers. The birds prey on newborn livestock and will continue unless you take action on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Eye on your birthing pastures. Black vultures are known to gang up and prey on living calves, lambs, piglets, and goats. The birds are native to the southern states but are expanding north. Black vultures are visually cued, so once they see others having dinner, they will flock by the dozens to participate. Scott Beckerman is the director of the USDA's Wildlife Services Program in Illinois. He says reducing the birds' interest in being on your farm takes an integrated approach. Get rid of places where vultures perch, such as dead trees and limbs. If you can, move the animals into a shed or barn to give birth, or to a nearby pasture where you can keep an eye on them. Clean up dead carcasses and the afterbirth.
It seems like maybe that's a joke to clean that up, but I'm going to tell you, if we have concentrations of black vultures in a pasture and they're attracted there to forage on afterbirth, we're putting those predatory birds within feet of our newborn vulnerable stock.
Because they're migratory, black vultures are considered a protected species, and you need a permit from the Fish and Wildlife Service to kill them. However, he says these birds do understand lethal reinforcement.
Permits that producers get allow them to hang the carcasses of the dead black vultures in the area where the predation's occurring. And when the remaining vultures see these hanging dead black vultures, these effigies, it is a very effective repellent. They do not like to loaf and forage where they see other black vultures dead.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about black vulture control at agriculture.com.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with the Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. It's been kind of an unusual day so far in our futures markets. Some volatility and some back and forth action and mixed numbers. And that is the way we continue here as we head towards the end. May corn is up 15 cents at 695 and a half. July corn down a quarter cent at 657 and a quarter. All the back months are down. May Kansas City wheat is up 5 and a half at 707 and a quarter. July KC wheat is up 5 3/4 at 714 and a half. In the meantime, Minneapolis wheat is mixed. Chicago wheat is mostly lower. Soybeans, May soybeans down 15 and a quarter now at 1553 and 3/4. July beans down 16 and a quarter at 1523. Soybean meal is way down. May is down 310 at 425.70. July is down 450 at 427. On the other hand, bean oil is higher. May bean oil is up 99 points at 66.20, but then all the back months are down. So as I pointed out, it's been kind of an interesting and choppy day in our futures markets. Cotton is up. May cotton is up 86 points at 88.72. July's up 180 at 91.02. In the livestock complex, mixed numbers there also. April live cattle up 50 at 119. June up 25 at 116.52. The back months are good. April feeder cattle up 150 at 134.25, but May feeders down 55 at 136.72. Just can't seem to decide where we want to go for sure. Hogs are down. May hogs down 35 at 108.90. June hogs down 22 at 106.62. So mixed numbers across the livestock complex. Crude oil is up. June crude is up 55 cents at 62.46. We're also seeing plus signs with unleaded gas and heating oil. And gold is up. The early contract is up $1.30 at $17.80.50 an ounce. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135, Mound Ridge.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KGlenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KGlenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, KGlenn First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. KGlenn News, always on your side.
KNDY.
The annual Mother's Day Market is back in Marysville May 8th and 9th. Saturday hours 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3, with over 75 vendors featuring antiques, homemade items, homegrown, plus novelties, treasures, junk, and good eats. They will be serving the Sunday Chicken Barbecue 11 to 2 at the northwest corner of the park with drive-through and carry-out only. The Mother's Day Market is back May 8th and 9th at the Marysville City Park. For additional details, contact the Marysville Chamber on Main Street.
Thank you.
legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.